At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and it's good to have you along with us for this conversation. And today we're going to talk about something that I think we need to talk about a little bit more, and that comes to really financial stability for everybody, really. But especially today, we're going to talk about, you know, how women can help women when it comes to finances. So with us, we have Gayla Jennings O'Byrne, and she's a venture capitalist, and she's also the founder of Walkstar Capital. Gayla, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, and more importantly, having this conversation.
Well, I think it's important, and it's kind of ironic because I just got off the phone making an appointment with someone to help me put things together, like my living will, all kinds of things. Who am I going to leave what to? What assets are going to go where? And because we don't do it, we don't think enough, I think, about it, especially as women. We're all so busy. There's so many different things going on. You know, here I am, 64 years old. It's time to start thinking about this stuff. I probably should have thought about this 20 years ago, and I'm sure you'd agree.
Yes, but don't beat yourself up over that, because today, tomorrow is still plenty of time for all of us to get smarter and get active and in control of our finances.
Yeah, and it gives you peace of mind, too. So let's talk a little bit about you. Let's talk a little bit about Walkstar Capital, how you started it, and really what you're all about.
Yeah, happy to. So I'm actually the product of a Black woman who grew up in the South and went on to sort of be like the women that you might have seen in the movie Hidden Figures while they were working at NASA on the space shuttle. My mother, Thelma Bataille, was working on the F-15 fighter plane and the DC-10, using the same technology and that big IBM mainframe that was used in the movie. And so I grew up around women in technology and science and STEM, all those kinds of careers. And so, no surprise, I then went into technology myself in Silicon Valley, where I grew up. And then I went on to have a career on Wall Street, 20 years on Wall Street. And I stopped kind of seeing women in the way that I did as a child. And so I thought, I've seen how capital flows from the financial markets, from the philanthropic markets. I was in philanthropy for a while, and I was an international lobbyist as well. So I saw the flow of capital, but I didn't see folks that looked like me that were underrepresented. And so I survived cancer. And when I was in the process, I sort of made a deal with God and said, hey, if I get off this operating table and, you know, I'm cancer free, I'm going to do something to help those flows of capitals. And so I left, and luckily with great backing from Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, wrote a lovely op-ed, and the team really supported me when I left. And that was the beginning of what is now Walkstar Capital, where we invest and we champion and we tell stories about amazing women and underrepresented tech and founders and entrepreneurs.
Wow, what an amazing story. You sound like you should be 100 years old.
Well, some days I feel like that.
But, you know, isn't it true that, you know, the trials and tribulation of life sometimes put things in perspective? And I did see that movie. I love that movie. And for you to be exposed, you know, to that environment as a young child, I'm sure that catapulted you to where you're at today. So give us, how long has Walkstar Capital been around?
We've been around for 5 years. So we started by raising a fund, and we are actively investing. We're writing checks. We have really great investors who have given us their trust and their capital. And I love that some of them are women. Many are men. We've got banks that have invested. We've got foundations, family offices that have invested. And so we're actively writing checks. And then we, during COVID, realized kept getting the same questions from entrepreneurs when we were having office hours. And it was, how do I raise capital and how do I tell my story? And so we said, okay, we're going to start a class. And that has scaled to what is now an academy. We host that for 2 times a year. We've been doing that for 3 years. And we just focus on those two things, how to raise capital and how to tell your story. And in the future, we're going to be having the same class, but in the reverse, which is how to invest in entrepreneurs and really focus on women and how they can invest in entrepreneurs in this asset class.
Well, and you say women of color. Is it just for women of color? And why have you kind of differentiated that call to action, if you will?
Yeah, great question. So the name of the company, Walkstar, which is spelled W-O-C star, is exactly that, women of color stars. We think they're rock stars. But here's the thing, we actually are female forward. And by that, I mean, we want to make sure that women are represented in the work that we do. But in doing so, it's not at the exclusion of others, because the reality is, if you invest and you include women, they bring everyone else to the table. If we started with just men, we wouldn't always be guaranteed that there would be women and diverse people around the table all the time, right? We've seen that historically. I don't have to tell you or your audience that. But if you have women at the table, they bring everyone else around the table. So we're female forward. We're not exclusive. And if you look at our portfolio, some of them are men. Some of them are Caucasian men. Asian men, right? So we're truly, the diversity inclusion that we talk about is all encompassing, but we are female forward.
Okay. That's good to hear. And you know, I consider myself an entrepreneur. When you can leave, you know, as I did, a longtime TV news anchor reporter job, and start your own business and it survives for 20 years, I think you've done pretty well, right? But, you know,
hello.
Yes.
Let's just stop there for a minute and give a shout out. Yes, you are Entrepreneur of the Year. Hello. Let's own it, receive it, please.
Oh,
yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Gayla. It means a lot. But I know, too, that one of the barriers, I think, especially for women, you know, getting into business, for me, I had a severance package that I started my business with. But not everybody has that capital to do what it is they know they can do.
That's right. And you know what? There's a little magical moment there in that, though. And I always say to my team, I say, what could you do if you didn't have any money to get done what you needed to? And it actually brings out a lot of creativity. So, yes, we don't always have the severance package, the trust, or that, you know, pot of cash, or, you know, on the side to start our businesses. But that shouldn't be a barrier, because there's a lot of ways we can start. And part of it is just getting the right people around you.
Yes.
And start telling people about mm-hmm. your idea, right? Mm-hmm. Manifesting it and putting it out in the universe.
Yes.
So if people walk away with nothing else, it should be, don't worry about the money, right? Start to build it and it will come.
I love that. And that takes me kind of back to my story. So when I did start my business, because of me knowing I was going to do this and letting people know that, I found that support around me. I knew a guy that was renovating a building. It was a mess, but he said, I've got one office finished. Take it for a year. Don't worry about rent. I had another guy bring me a fax machine and a phone and a copier and said, here, I want to give you this gift. Good luck. You're going to do this. That's what you mean by putting support around you, letting people know what your idea is, that you can accomplish this, and people will help you do that.
That's right. And here's the little hidden gem. People feel good when they can be of service and be helpful to others. So allow them that. Mm-hmm. Allow people to help you. They want to help.
Right. And I feel too, and maybe this is a sexist thing, but I don't care, that sometimes as women, we have a hard time asking for help. We have a hard time doing that.
That's right. We call it also, perfection paralysis. Mm-hmm. We often don't ask for help. We often want everything to be perfect before we share it with people or we put it out into the world. And I say, hey, remember the early days of software? And you would buy, you know, a package of software. And then 3 months later, there would be this, like, package to fix bugs. And then 3 months later, there'd be another package, you know, another download to fix bugs, right?
Yep.
And even look at, like, phones. They're iterative, right? Like, the iPhone we had 5 years ago is, you know, the features are different, right? Things iterate. So, yes, we need to ask for help, and we definitely cannot get paralyzed by perfection. We'll learn more by just putting something out there, getting some feedback, and then iterating.
Yes, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with Gayla Jennings O'Byrne, and she is the founder of Walkstar Capital. That's WOC Star Capital. And if you want to check out their website, it's walkstar.com, WOCSTAR.com. So you've been around a fairly short period of time, but I'm sure you've already got some success stories. Can you share with our listeners, you know, how Walkstar has taken somebody and put them where they need to be?
Yeah, absolutely. We are doing that every day. In our academy, which is free to folks, so please go to walkstar.com and sign up. We'd love to see you in a class, men, women, all folks. But the successes there have been really beautiful, starting with men getting better at telling the story of their company. And that has gotten some of them to win pitch competitions and real dollars and real capital. Some have gotten their products onto different shelves at retailers. And so we're seeing these milestones that entrepreneurs are hitting. And part of what's happening is we're just demystifying things that we know already. Mm-hmm. So the reason why I started the academy was I said, hey, you know, raising capital is hard enough as it is, right? And particularly for a lot of us, it doesn't come naturally to ask for money.
Right.
Let alone for help, mm-hmm. right? And I remember someone said to me, you know, it's not very ladylike of you to ask for money. And I thought, okay. note to self, yeah. I see thee, Satan, okay. but there's a trick to it in some ways, right? And there's a confidence that's got to be built up, and it's a muscle you just have to keep exercising and practicing. And so that's a lot of what we do. And then there's a whole bunch of terminology, and so we break that down, right? You know, as women, we know how to manage budgets, we know how to, you know, handle busy family schedules, right? So we're using all of what we already know and just reapplying it into this world of finance and venture and investing. And so the successes we see in all these little moments, companies that they're building, though, are amazing, from consumer products to different technologies. We have one that's taking food waste and making that into fertilizer that can be used in soilless gardens. We have another that's disrupting the film finance industry. We have others that are helping in the education space, how teachers communicate with parents in real time around things that are happening with their child. So the technology that we focus on isn't just female technology or for people of color. Like, these are technology and innovations that benefit society. And here's the thing, if we had been investing in my sisterhood in the way that we've invested in other communities and other demographics, we would have added $500 billion to the U.S. economy. Hmm. Let me say that again, not million, but $500 billion. Think about what that would do for our country in terms of the roads, the money we could be putting into our schools, how we could fund our first responders, our police, our fire departments, right?
Right.
That's real dollars that I get worried about, and I want to change and make sure that we are growing our economy and that we're supporting the entrepreneurs that are bringing these products to market.
You know, it's,
if you'll indulge me, I want to tell you just three technologies that we benefit from right now that were inventions by Black women. So caller ID, call waiting, was an invention by a Black woman. CCTV cameras, right? Nanny cams, those security cams, those pesky speed cameras.
Yeah.
That was created by a woman in Queens, New York. She was a Black woman who had the first patent on that, her and her husband. And I'll tell you one more, or two more. LASIK eye surgery, invented by a Black woman. And then the last one, for all of you who've flown on a plane and pressed that button, that call button to get the flight attendant's attention, that early patent was a Black woman. And that button started in Congress and still used today in Congress and the Senate. So on the back of the representatives and senators' chairs, so you know which person is speaking and has the floor.
Wow.
A Black woman.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, when you push that call button and then they get irritated that you pushed it.
All right, listen, don't blame us for that. That part we didn't do.
That's so funny. That's the first thing that I thought of when you said that. Well, you know, it's great to hear. And you know, that's a real eye-opening list of inventions and people who've done that. You're kind of like your own version of Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
Or do you not like to compare yourself to Shark Tank?
We're Shark Tank with smiles. How about that?
There you go. So, you know, and I find, too, in my career, I don't find women as supportive as they should be. And I've kind of myself just personally, you know, do you want to go to this women in business meeting or do you want to go to this women's luncheon? I don't go because I just don't feel the support. And I really hope that, you know, with things like Walkstar and other organizations, that maybe that'll change. I don't know.
Well, first of all, I'm going to start inviting you to some things with us because you will have a great time. We got to change up your circle and your invites. But seriously, there's real truth to what you're saying. And so we as women and men who are allies, we have to be intentional about how we support each other. And it doesn't require a large checkbook. You don't have to have many zeros in your 401k or in your savings account. There are ways we can support each other today. We can, when we buy things, right? You've got a thank you gift, you've got a graduation gift coming up, be intentional about the business owner from whom you buy that from. If you're at a corporation and you need legal services or you need to buy printer paper or office supplies, be intentional about where you buy that. There's probably a local small business that can supply that. That's a way to invest in another entrepreneur, another business. And then you can write a check like we do. You can write it to Walkstar and we'll get it to the entrepreneurs. You can be an angel investor. There's lots of angel groups locally and nationally where you can invest $1,000, $100 into a small business. And then here's one that doesn't cost anything. We can open up our Rolodex to others. Right? I bet you there's someone that maybe you want to get in touch with, or someone that one of your, you know, listeners wants to get in touch with. We can do that for each other, right? We can be an advocate and a connector for each other.
That I love that. Exactly what you just said. Be intentional. It can apply to so many different things. But you're right. And I was just talking to a very successful businessman the other day. I said, you know, what's your best piece of advice, to further your business? And he said, you know, reach out to somebody that can recommend two solid people to make the introduction. And that's exactly what you talked about. So who are one or two people that you could introduce me to that it might be worth a conversation? And boy, I never even thought about that. You know, so it's a, what do they call it? A warm introduction.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It's validating another person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're talking about. At the end of the day, we have lost a lot of the trust. And so we have lost that human connection. And so to the ability of each other to validate and advocate and refer someone can go a long way in breaking that down.
Gayla, can I share a quick story with you and our listeners? It's fun. I talk
Please.
About, I think one of the things that I've kind of pushed back from women too, it was a real experience that I had. It was one of my largest clients and the CEO was a woman. And she was one of those people where she either was, I am so blessed to have you on my team, to going to into a raving, you know what? I mean, there was just no in between. You know, I get a text, call me. I call her. And she goes, what are you doing calling me? I'm putting my twins to bed. And I wanted to say, oh, I thought the nanny did that. But, you know, anyway, and I went through this for quite a while. And it, like I said, it was a big client. But finally, in the end, I got her on the phone and I said, I just got to let you know that I'm letting you go. And she was shocked. And then at the end of the conversation, to make a long story short, I said, you know, and I really hope that you don't treat not alone other women like you have treated me, but other people in general. And I just, everybody's mouth dropped in my office, but I said, that's what I needed to do because I needed to hold her accountable for her behavior. And it's not worth my stress or even the money to put up with that crap.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? You did something that we don't do enough of, which is have a difficult conversation and give honest feedback and be firm in your expectations. And so you gave her honest feedback. You told her that that was not acceptable based on your values and your expectations. And you had the difficult conversation. So often, and particularly for women, we kind of get pats on the head, right? No one wants to be seen as a jerk or a racist, right? So they don't really tell us the truth. They're sort of like, hey, that's great. Keep going. Stay in touch. Wow. Good for you, right? As opposed to just saying, wow, that's the worst business idea I've ever heard of. Please don't spend your money, your time, your kids' trust account on that thing because that sucks, right?
Right.
No one tells us that, right?
Right.
And so you did that. You had the difficult conversation. You gave the honest feedback and you were firm in your values and your expectations. And guess what? You're sleeping well at night. And hopefully she's learned a thing and maybe switch some things up. And
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person that's probably ever done that to her, but I don't care. So again, we're speaking with Gayla Jennings O'Byrne, and I just love this conversation. It's a real reality check. And for people listening to this program, you know, starting your own business, you're going to hit some bumps in the road. You're going to run into some brick walls. You're going to zig and you're going to zag. And it's not all fun and games. But boy, is it worth the venture. Like, I wouldn't trade today what I have created for any job anywhere else because I've got my independence. My name's on the door. If I want to leave today at 3:00, I can. If I got to work till midnight tomorrow, I will. You know, it's so freeing. It not only has an economic impact, but I think it's just got a lifestyle impact because people are happier. They're in charge of their own destinies.
That's right. There is such a joy in being an entrepreneur, and there's such a hell to be an entrepreneur. But all of that combined is the amazing journey. But here's the thing, for those that are in corporate America, because I was in corporate America for 20, 30 years before I started my entrepreneurial path, there's ways to have an entrepreneurial mindset in your corporation, in the company that you work for. And guess what? You will be a more valued employee and teammate if you go into your role and into your tasks with an entrepreneurial mindset. Own your project, own the role you're in. Yes, you're VP of this or you're assistant manager of that, but think like this is yours. This is your domain. How do I make it better? How do I serve my clients? Right? Like going into it with an entrepreneurial mindset, whether you're in your own company or you're working for someone else, that's when you're adding value. And I think that's where you're going to be happiest.
And that goes back to what you said before. Be intentional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I want
to. All right, you and I need to start a fund called the Intentional Fund.
Or write a book or do something with it.
That's good. Hurry
up. We're
going to use that word.
Well, don't anybody steal that from us. It's ours, okay? Again, I encourage folks that are interested in this great organization to go to the website. It's Walkstar, WOCSTAR.com. And the name of the company is Walkstar Capital. I mean, I'm just so impressed by what you were able to share with us today, Gayla. We're going to have to get you back here again because I could talk to you for hours and hours, and I'm sure that people could listen for hours and hours as well. And I just want to say to you, and I never say, you know, good luck. I always say continued success. I admire where you came from, and I really admire where you're at and your focus on helping, you know, women grow their business and be happier in life. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Thank you. And listen, you invite me, I will come, and I'm going to invite you, and you better come too.
Okay. I think I have a new friend. Thank you, Gayla.
I love it. Take care.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin. We'll see you again next weekend right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.